Speak Now English Academy.
Hello and welcome to Speak Now English Academy's podcast. In today's episode, we have Bookworms Edition. So grab your favorite book, grab a cup of tea, and get ready to explore the wonderful world of English literature with us. Today we have teachers, our specialist teachers, Alanis and Laura, giving you some nice book recommendations and also encouraging you to begin your reading in English, whether you're a book enthusiast or just starting to discover the joys of reading in English. This podcast is perfect for you. We will be taking you on a journey through fascinating stories and exciting adventures while you're improving your English skills along the way. So are you ready? Let's dive into the magic of language and storytelling. Hop on.
Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. In Portuguese, we have a movie. In Portuguese, I think it's Garota Exemplar, right? That is not the right translation, but okay. Very good. Good plot twist in the end, right? Teacher, I like more the detective stories. Agatha Christie, Murder on the Orient Express. This one's gonna. Very short, light, and very good. Right? And a classic. It's a classic of Agatha Christie. And for those of you that like more horror, The Silence of the Lambs from Hannibal Lecter, right? The cannibal guy. Hannibal the cannibal, right? So it's we have a movie that is very famous, right? With Anthony Hopkins. I'm not wrong about the name of the guy. But this one's amazing. These three ones have amazing movies. Yeah, that's true, Marcelo. Amazing movies indeed. The Murder on the Orient Express, I have not watched. Sorry, Laura.
The Girl on the Train.
Ah, that one is nice. The Girl on the Train.
We had a few. Yeah.
That's very good. Do you know the name of the writer, Laura?
Paula Hawke.
Can you please write in the chat if you guys want to write it down? It's nice. Paula Hawkins, amazing. Okay, now young adult. If you guys want more fantasy and lighter things, not crimes. Oh my God, teacher, I don't like blood. Let's talk about that. Here I have the Percy Jackson collection by Rick Riordan. Talks about Greek mythology, it's very nice. There is a new series on Disney Plus, right? The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis is the first book of the Chronicles of Narnia. You guys have heard about Chronicles of Narnia, I know. Narnia is famous. Very good book. Hunger Games, yeah, Hunger Games is amazing, right? Three books, very good books, very critic books, very critical. But and very intense, a lot of action, amazing. This one, The Golden Compass. Very interesting too, fantasy. There is the movie that is very good. It's a trilogy actually, but the first one is The Golden Compass.
This The Vampire Diaries books are amazing.
Oh, yeah, The Vampire Diaries. Yeah, I have never read those two. I need to. Vampire Diaries. You guys like vampires, and that's nice, amazing. Okay. And guys, don't worry, I will put this thing to you in the group, right? You guys that are in the WhatsApp group, I'm going to put this material so you guys have access to all of that, right? Because I prepared with a lot of care, and of course I will let you have it, right? Family friendly. Teacher, I want to read with my kids. I have you. I got you here. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Very light, very dreamy, amazing. I'm suspicious because I love Alice in Wonderland. But that's a good one. Charlotte's Web. This one's famous. It has a 90s movie that is very famous. I forgot the name in Portuguese. It's Working a Baby. No, right? This one is similar.
Song.
Sorry?
it's here. I can't remember.
But it's the one, guys, that the pig has the help of a spider. The pig gets famous. Charlotte's Web. Harry Potter. I'm going to show Harry Potter. I think I have Harry Potter, right? I think I have. Thank God. Anne of Green Gables. This one is amazing. This book is the base of a series on Netflix that is called Anne of Green Gables. Anne of Green Gables or Anne with an E, right? Anne with an E. Yeah, thank you, me. Anne with an E. Yeah. Anne with an E. Yeah. This is the first book. It's a collection of books, but that's the first one. It's very good. Very good. Menino Porquinho. Menino Porquinho. All right. I'm going to talk about that one. Pipilon's talking. Menino Porquinho. Remember it had Porquinho in the name. Right, Baby Porquinho was a name. It's another one, I think. Very good. Here it is, Angelica. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Classic. This one, if you like Japanese movies, you might have heard about that. Howl's Moving Castle. Or in Portuguese, I think the movie is called O Castelo Animado. Right? It's a very good one. Very good one. Very nice. It's very different from the movie, I will be honest. But it's good. Little Women. This one is a little bit harder, but it's good. It's good. We have also a movie that is very good. This one is from Louisa May Alcott. It's a classic of American literature, and it's also very light, but dramatic. It's very, very... Oh my God, I can't even describe that. This book is amazing. Okay. Poetry. If you guys like reading poems, you guys are more poetic. I have you too. Here I have three poems of women because I think women are good symbols of poems, right? Of poetry. So here I have Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur. These are some feminist poems. Amazing ones, by the way. The Complete Poems of Emily Dickinson. This one, I put this edition, but not necessarily, right, guys? Any book with the poems of Emily Dickinson. This is amazing. Emily Dickinson is a classic of American literature, too. And her poems are not hard to read. So that's amazing. You can read. They are short. It's amazing. Milk and Honey, too, is very easy to read, right? Very light in some sense. Winter Trees by Sylvia Plath. Sylvia Plath is an author, American author, too, that is very famous. And she has this book, Winter Trees, that is of her poems. Also, very easy to read. A little bit heavy, because Sylvia Plath talks a lot about mental health issues, you know. But very nice, very nice. If you want to read another book by Sylvia Plath, we have The Bell Jar. Let me put the name here. The Bell Jar. But this one is a little bit heavy, right, guys? Because it talks about depression, suicide. And so be careful when reading it. Read it if you are feeling good, okay? Don't read it if you are feeling bad. Because it's very strong. All right. Horror. Hey, I got you. Angelica will like that. I know that Angelica likes that. I have here Dracula by Bram Stoker because, of course, Dracula lives in our hearts, right? The book is also very good. It's a little bit harder, but I swear it's going to be worth it. The Shining that Angelica said. The Shining from Stephen King. Very good book. Easy to read. The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson. Also very easy to read. Yeah, it's a wonderful. This one's amazing. There is a series on Netflix that is also very good, right? And Shirley Jackson is another big author of American literature, right? And Coraline by Neil Gaiman. I don't know if you guys know the animation. Yeah, the animation, it's, oh my God. I watched it when I was a kid and... gave me the creeps. Very complicated. And have you guys ever read the book? You guys, that's it. I'm afraid of the anime. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, me too. Yeah, man, it's scary. It's scary. The book is even scarier, just to prepare you, right? So, Coraline.
I've never read the book. I will search it. But the animation is, oh my gosh.
It's scary. It's bizarre, you know. But I love it, actually. Romance. We talk about love. The hardest one is Pride and Prejudice, but it's a classic, Jane Austen. But easier ones. Bridgerton, The Duke and I, by Julia Quinn. This one has the series also. Yes, I Love You. Oh, this one is so cute. And The Lucky One from Nicholas Sparks. Very good one. The movie is with Zac Efron, as you can see. It's a kind of old movie, but also a very good and a good. Yeah, yeah, three. I understand. Yeah, her books are scary. Yeah, I understand you. Okay. Sci-fi. The time for people that like scientific fiction, right? Sci-fi. I have here some recommendations for you too, guys. Neuromancer, William Gibson. I, Robot by Asimov, Isaac Asimov. I, Robot, you know the movie, right? El Robo? Yeah. Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Why not? I couldn't resist, guys. I studied Frankenstein. I couldn't resist putting it. Sorry. I love Mary Shelley, so I couldn't resist. This one is a little bit harder, but you can do it with effort. It's okay, right? The Martian, if you like this idea of space, Martian, in the rear. H.G. Wells, The Time Machine, if you like this idea of time machines, this one is a classic. It was like one of the first books that talked about the idea of a time machine, so it's very nice. Altered Carbon. One's amazing. It's like people that change bodies. People now are not their bodies. They are just a ship that you put in different bodies. And the bodies are just like skins, you know, like that you put. Amazing.
The series is good too.
Yeah, the series I like.
Is it a movie? I don't remember if it's the movie.
Yeah, it's a series. It's a series, yeah. But I think they canceled it, unfortunately. Because the second season was not good, but the first one is amazing. I thought it was just a series. No, it's a book. It's a book. A very nice book, by the way. Very good. And easy to read, guys. Very easy to read. Like, go smoothly, you know. Ah, let me go slow. Let me go fast. I have just a little bit of time. Ah. Social criticism. If you like social critics of racism, sexism, I have The Color Purple by Alice Walker. In Portuguese, is A Cor Púrpura. That's a very good book. To Kill a Mockingbird. In Portuguese, the title is very different, so I'm going to mention it. In Portuguese, it's... Let me just remember. Só é para todos. Só é para todos. And another book by Alice Walker, The Third Life of Grinch Copeland. Very good to talk about racism, sexism, violence against women. A very strong book also, but very good. Very good indeed. Emotional. Teacher, I want to cry. I got you. I need to cry, teacher. The Old Man and the Sea, Ernest Hemingway. A classic, easy to read, 100 pages. What else can I say to convince him to read it, right? Short, easy, emotional, classic. I don't need to say anything more, right? The Book Thief. This one, you guys know, right? The Book Thief. This one has a plot twist. In the end, I will not talk about that. The Perks of Being a Wallflower. This one's very good. There is the movie, right? In Portuguese, I think, is As Vantagens de Ser Invisível. It's interesting. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Wow, this one's strong. This one's strong, right? This one, if you want to cry, go for this one, right? Yeah. This one's very sad. Very sad. Politics. Teacher, I like politics and I want to read things about politics, like fiction about politics. Brave New World, Aldous Huxley, 1984, George Orwell, Animal Farm, George Orwell. this book is a criticism to Soviet communism. This one is a strange book because this book was banished from Soviet Union for being an anti-communist, and it was banned on the United States for being communist.
My dad,
it's amazing. You guys can say that it's a complicated book.
My dad gave me a kid's version of this third book, the
Mofarm.
And I couldn't understand nothing for the first time.
But it's because it's just analogy, right? It's like the analogy. They talk about the farm life, and then you see that it's about communism, right? But yeah, it's hard. Like, the text is not hard, right? But the significance.
Yeah, it's the context of the story.
Yeah, you're like, why am I reading about pigs and life changing books that might change your view of life? The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. This one is nice to talk about perspectives, regrets. Before the Coffee Gets Cold by Toshikazu Kawaguchi, Japanese guy. Very good one, too. And Haruki Murakami, Norwegian Wood. That one's amazing. I couldn't avoid putting Murakami. He's one of my favorite authors, too. Medieval fantasy. The Last Wish, that is the first book from the Witcher series. You guys that like video games, you'll really like that. Aragorn, The Hobbit by Tolkien. Don't read The Lord of the Rings, okay? Don't start by them. Trust me. The Hobbit's better because it's shorter, it's not so descriptive, right? The Mists of Avalon, also very good. Medieval. The Court of King Arthur. Very nice. Short time. Bilingual. Teacher, I don't feel confident about reading just in English. Read a bilingual version of a book. Portuguese and English. We have a very good options. The Great Gatsby, O Grande Preconceito, right? Mandíbula de Caim. Bilingual. It's a key. Bugged. This one here, it's a book that is similar to S, right, guys? It's about putting a puzzle together. So, and it's much cheaper, like 20 reais. It's very good, very good. A lot of people are talking about that one. You have a version that you have the pages that you can like take off, rip off, you know, it's very nice. Comic books, Solo Leveling, if you like manga. Batman, The Killing Joke, if you like superheroes. The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, and The Horse, if you like emotional comic books. Persepolis, if you like comic books that talk about social criticism, right? Very good ones. For kids or adults, why not? Pippi Longstocking, very easy to read, very light. How the Grinch Stole Christmas and The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. Amazing, big illustrations, simple language. If you guys want to start by something, start by that. Very good. Very good indeed.
Yes, Pippi, I have in my heart because it was one of the first books I read when I was a kid. And it's really encouraging for kids to be brave, to do things by themselves. It's really, it's a really good book for kids. I read the three, and I wanted more. Where's the continuations? It's really, really good for kids.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And it talks a lot about accepting the different, right? It's very good. Very good indeed. Guys, please put in the chat if you recommend books, right? Please. In any genre, please say if you recommend some, okay? Can be Portuguese, no problem. Self-help, for you guys that like it. Atomic Habits, The Subtle Art of Not Giving Up. This one people say it's very nice. The Five Love Languages. This one's very famous. These three are bestsellers, right, guys? They sell a lot. So I suppose they're good. I have never read them, being honest with you. But I read a lot of criticism, and they normally say it's very good. So, feminism. Feminism is for everybody. Bell Hooks. Chimamanda Adichie, We Should All Be Feminists. Margaret Atwood, The Handmaid's Tale. This one is fiction. This one, The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman, also fiction. It's a tale, guys. It's just very short. I think it's 8 pages. Very short. Very short. Very good. Philosophy. Walden by Thoreau. Very good one. Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale is strong. It's very strong. Sophie's World. The Burnout Society. This one I think is very good. I Think, Therefore I Draw. Understanding Philosophy Through Cartoons. I thought this one was fun. I think it's nice getting out of the traditional books, you know. Hard Sciences, you guys that like mathematics and physics. This one I asked my husband for help. So, The Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan talks about physics. Stephen Hawking, A Brief History of Time, physics. The Drunkard's Walk, How Randomness Rules Our Lives. So it talks about how the world is random. Very good one about statistics, mathematical things and such. Technology for you guys that are developers and such. The Coming Wave, Mustafa Suleiman. Python Crash Course for those that want to learn Python. Don't know it yet, but want to learn. Cracking the Coding Interview. Here we have, I thought this book was interesting because it has questions and solutions like to help you think about programming. I thought this was very interesting. And Democracy Hacked, How Technology is Destabilizing Global Politics. Interesting subject as well, right? Biographical. I loved this one. The Book of Myself. A do-it-yourself autobiography in 201 questions. You write your own biography. Isn't that amazing? I love that. Surely you're joking, Mr. Feynman, about physics. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Very good. Girl Interrupted talks about a girl that went to a clinical, a mental health clinical, an asylum. Very interesting too, right? The movie too. Very good. History Teacher, I like history. Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. The History Book. This one is hard, but you can go there. The Origins of Totalitarianism. Hannah Arendt. Very good book. The Radium Girls, The Dark Story of America's Shining Women. This one talks about radiation. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Art. Book of Movies, Art That Changed the World, Wreck This Journal. This one was a trend back some years. Video Games, Video Game of the Year, A Year-by-Year Guide, Assassin's Creed, Ready Player One, The Video Game Chef, Iconic Foods from Video Games. You guys like cooking. Movies that came to books, or books that came to movies. The Devil Wears Prada, if you like fashion. Jurassic Park, yes, it's a book. The book came first, this film. The Godfather, Poderoso Chefão, Godfather. Fight Club, very good one too. Fast. Hobbies, How to Make the Best Coffee. Choreography, if you like flowers. How Fabric Changed History, if you like fashion. Wine Folly, if you like wine, right? Language Learning, Short Stories in English, Easy Stories in English, Simple English Conversation Dialogues, Learn English Vocabulary through Dialogues. You guys have many options on Amazon or on any other website. Strategy Teacher, The Book of Five Rings, Miyamoto Musashi, The Prince by Machiavelli. I couldn't resist putting it. Art of War by Sun Tzu. Right? Drama Plays. I put these two here, but please. The End of the Path, right? Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth by Shakespeare. Just read some things before, right, guys? Because it's not so easy. I'm saying that not because your English is not good, but just for being realistic and avoid frustration, right? Because I went there and I was like, oh, I don't know English. And then after some time, you understand. But we have this one. This one's very good. Henrik Ibsen, A Doll's House. Very interesting. In the end, it's a little bit feminist. So it's interesting. Very interesting book.
Thank you for joining us for Book Wars. We're delighted that you stayed until the end of this episode. Today, we have explored English books and stories together, but remember, every book has a new story to tell you. Are you ready to take on the challenge to begin learning English with us? You can become an English alpinist if you simply visit our website at www.thespeaknow.com and fill out a form to take in the first step. After you become an English alpinist, you will gain access to personalized lessons and meetups every week, besides exclusive events every month. Are you ready? Let's start your English journey today! Stay tuned for more exciting events and workshops at Speak Now English Academy, and follow us on YouTube and Spotify. See you next time!